This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rodney McLeod joining us in studio. Rodney, when you hear somebody talk, like, how much is that fine? You know he's going to get fined.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is. Do you know how much it is?
No,
do they just specify?
No, they don't specify. I think they just determine it after they listen.
When's the last time you got fined for play? Have you been fined?
Yeah, I've been fined on some personal fouls in my day. Only maybe one or two.
Okay.
But, of course, I challenged all of them.
You can challenge? Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah, they got to dispute it. Hey, come on. What do you mean? I wasn't intentional there. Just playing good ball. The way I know it.
So when you do that, do they give you a discount?
Yeah, they'll give me a little discount. They show a little love.
That's worth it, then.
A little bit.
All right, Mitch, you ready for Mitch, please? All right, away we go.
All right, so this audio comes to us from the Monday press conference of Oregon head coach Dan Lanning, who seemingly confirmed that the 12-man penalty that the Ducks incurred at the end of their win against Ohio State on Saturday was seemingly intentional to milk some of the game clock.
It wasn't one-on-one. We actually had a safety on top. So there was a – so it's called dog. It's when you play. But he wasn't in extremely tight coverage, but he was in dog coverage where he had safety on top of him. Yeah, there was a timeout before that. We spent an inordinate amount of time on situations. There's some situations that don't show up very often in college football, but this is one that obviously was something that we have worked on. So you can see the result.
All right, how many guys – I mean, you're not that old for crying out loud. We're both older than you. We make football players out to be grand old men here. How many guys have either, you know, done anything like that or faked injuries from when you've seen anything else, like in college? Like, what was it, Ole Miss the other day?
Guys just fall down.
They have the same safety that just came. Boy, he just can't stay on the field some way, somehow.
It happens all the time. It's all the time. From, I don't know about high school. I don't remember us really doing it much in high school. College and pros. It happens. And it just depends on the flow of the game. You know, the way things are going. But yeah, there's great acting going on in the league.
You don't have to give away any state secrets here, but I always do wonder, like, how much time do you have? You barely have time, it seems, anymore to really put in the work and practice. And as the season goes along further, it's more about rehab and getting guys healthy. But do you guys have a few tricks up your sleeve in situational football that, you know, and maybe you used one of them. Maybe it was the Myles Garrett special teams play.
Yeah,
it certainly looked like a play that they were excited about.
There are situations that call for a little extra, right? Like if we're in a two-minute situation and we're on defense, team is driving, they have no timeouts, right? As an offense, they're teaching you, get up off the ground, get the ball to the nearest umpire or whomever, spot the ball, you're on, right? As a defense, you want that clock to continue to run, right? So, yeah, we're going to take our time getting up, right, off of you as I make that tackle. I'm going to just lay on you. I'm going to make you work a little harder, right, because every second matters. You know, we look at that. If you look at that play, I think a couple of weeks ago, Kirk Cousins spikes the ball with 1 second left. And that is – that was a very brilliant play by the Falcons, but I think a poor job by, forget the team that they were playing, Tampa Bay. If they just laid on the defender right there, Drake London, just for a second longer, because they got up as if they were spotting the ball. Like, you're on defense. Like, take your time a little bit. And who knows what could happen. That's a different outcome. So there's all of that, like, kind of chess match happening, strategic play going on, and when those situations happen, you have to be cued in, locked in, and, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever it takes to win.
All right, how we beat the Bengals on Sunday?
Whew. Work.
Work. Okay, how do you go about? I imagine work. You guys have been working the last month.
Work.
How do you work?
Work. Man, we bring that hat tomorrow. We bring that toolbox, and we start prepping. We get on the grind. We get a great lift in tomorrow. We have a great first day of practice. And more importantly, man, we start this new season off the right way. That's how we're looking at it. Forget everything that happened before today. New season starts now, and we got to bring our best. Pack our best back at home, and let's go out and win.
When you have new guys in the secondary, real quick, how do you get them acclimated because of the injuries? How do you do that this week?
For us, it's going to come down to unbelievable amount of preparation and obviously trusting those guys. That's where it starts. Trusting in them, preparing hard, making sure that they know everything that they're responsible for. And like I said, put in the work at practice, and then it's going to show on Sunday.
All right, Rodney, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You want to start the war of words with their receivers? Let's go. Start it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They hate you guys.
We'll go over for you to do.
Yeah, oh, my
go.
God. I forgot about that.
All right, say something nasty
about they played down in Cincinnati. Yeah. Come on.
Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, come on. Mike Brown.
Say, hey.
Boomer Esiason.
I'll say it with you.
Yeah, go ahead. You say
Ja'Marr Chase is more worried about his money than wins.
Yeah. You agree?
Yeah. Now say it. All you got to do is say it.
I'm going to leave that to y'all, man. I'm going to show up on Sunday, and I'm going to show what I'm about. That's
Ja'Marr Chase is more worried about his pockets than victory against the Cleveland Browns. Rodney didn't say it. I said it.
Tell him Joe Burrow's been carrying him.
Rodney didn't stop me, though, from saying it. Think about it.
Just as complicit.
Hey, freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech.
You know, if you're in the car and I rob a bank, you get in trouble, too. Just letting you know.
But we all got a mic.
It's the company.
We all
you
got
keep.
A microphone in here.
That's not how it's worked for us in the past. Yeah. I have gotten in trouble with everybody else in the past. Never mind.
They turned my mic off.